Catholics around the world are praying for the health of Pope John Paul II. He was rushed to a hospital Tuesday night with breathing problems following a bout of flu. A Vatican spokesman says there is no cause for alarm over the pontiff's condition and that it's stabilizing. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli is in Rome. Sylvia, well, how is the Pope's health?
Well, the statements we've been getting from the Vatican this morning and this afternoon are much more optimistic. Joaquin Navarro Valls, the Vatican spokesman, said that the pontiff would remain hospitalized for a few more days. He said that he had been rushed to the hospital. He had needed help with his breathing and was running still a slight fever here on Wednesday. However, he co-celebrated a mass from his hospital bed today. Let's remember that the Pope has Parkinson's disease. And his health has been deteriorating the last few years. And while what he had, an acute attack of what they call laryngospasm, which is a blockage of air to the lungs, is rarely fatal, but, you know, it could cause complications. Right now, it seems that he is out of danger, and the Vatican is taking pains to say there's no cause for alarm.
Is there some point where he just can no longer function as Pope, even though he's remains alive and but can't carry out the functions of office anymore? What happens then?
There's a gap in the code of canon law with regard to what happens with an incapacitated pope. Some Vatican special experts have sort of envisioned some scenario where the College of Cardinals could declare the see vacant and therefore start the succession process. But this has never happened in 2,000 years, and it would create an unprecedented situation of two popes in the Vatican. There is no vice pope. The closest is the Secretary of State, Cardinal Angelo Soldano, but he does not have the authority to appoint bishops, and that's an important authority to have, especially if the incapacitation of Pope John Paul II were to last months or even years. It could lead to paralysis in the Vatican.
I did see the Pope on television. I guess this was a video from a couple of days ago. He was trying to release a dove. The dove kind of fluttered into the room where he was. He was laughing. He actually looked pretty healthy. I thought he looked better than he had in a couple of years.
Well, in fact, in recent months, he actually has looked better and sounded better. And one of the reasons is that his workload has been cut back tremendously. He has trouble enunciating words. He's often unintelligible. Most of his speeches are read by other aides. He can't walk. He's moved around on a platform. But, you know, he's had a much, much lighter workload recently. And also people believe that perhaps doctors have found a right mix, a cocktail of medicines for his Parkinson's, that and apparently it has improved. But, you know, it's been a very cold winter. He got the flu, you know, just like millions of other Italians this year.
Speaking of millions of other Italians, are people gathering there at the Vatican or at the hospital? What is this kind of mood in Rome?
Well, actually, today in St. Peter's Square, it was quite calm. There was no special gathering, the usual pilgrims or tourists that you would see in January. The big crowds are outside the hospital, 2.5 miles from the Vatican, and mainly it's our colleagues, the media circus. It's full of satellite trucks outside the Gemelli Hospital right now.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Rome. Thanks, Sylvia.
Thank you, Alex.